DPM's retirement, no doubt, has left big shoes to fill. But I think amongst us, the diversity of this team, we do have some big feet, thankfully. And we believe that the freshness that we have, coupled with the experience and the diversity of life experiences that each of the five of us bring to the table, individually as well as cumulatively, will stand us in good stead. This will be a good team to serve East Coast GRC residents. And I believe that with the newcomers, Haslina in particular, as a media personality previously, but having developed a deep concern for social causes, social issues, in particular championing women's rights and women's development. And we think that that will be a very important aspect of social issues and society as we move on. Dinesh was someone I met when I was in cabinet in the last term, in the middle of COVID. He was then in the SAF, and we saw each other quite often. Every few days, he would come to cabinet to brief us on the COVID ops, on what's happening, on the vaccination. And we found that he was very much on top of the operations. And as you know, this was something that ultimately Singapore did very well in. COVID operations, saving lives, saving livelihoods, they don't come by chance. They come because someone was involved in a detailed planning, execution. They think about what needs to be done, how to execute them, and to keep Singaporeans safe. So I'm very happy to be able to have these two in the team. They lend to East Coast a very broad diversity of voices and experiences. They come from different backgrounds, and the blend of experience that Jessica has with Kat Howe, having served the term here, I think this will serve us well.